It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The White House confirmed late Thursday that it would no longer pay subsidies to insurers selling coverage under the Affordable Care Act, the next step in Trump's plan to dismantle the legislation without assistance from Congress. Ending the payments, estimated at $7 billion this year alone, would likely spike out-of-pocket costs incurred by low-income Americans who obtain their health care coverage through Obamacare exchanges. The White House said it can no longer lawfully make the payments. The move to pull the plug on the subsidies comes the same day as the signing of an executive order allowing the creation of newly formed health associations that offer less health coverage.
The White House used presidential orders yesterday to strike dual blows to President Obama's signature 2010 health care law. Late last night, the administration confirmed it would immediately halt federal payments to health insurers who help millions with a lower income to afford coverage. Under Obamacare, the government paid so-called cost-sharing subsidies that reimbursed insurers who lowered out-of-pocket costs for customers. The subsidies total about $7 billion this year. In a statement, the White House said the bailout of insurance companies through these unlawful payments is yet another example of how the previous administration abused taxpayer dollars and skirted the law to prop up a broken system. The Congressional Budget Office has said that ending the subsidies would cause, in the short term, health care premiums to spike, and that insurers would exit the market, and there would be an increase to the deficit. Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi issued a joint statement that called the move a spiteful act of vast, pointless sabotage leveled at working families and the middle class in every corner of America.
This latest move is likely to draw lawsuits and may pressure Congress to appropriate funding for the subsidies. The president on Friday planning to deliver a harsh critique of Iran in a speech declaring that the Iran nuclear deal isn't in America's national security interests. He's expected to announce that he will decertify the deal. From ABC News, Martha Raddatz explains.
President Trump called it the worst deal ever, but the president is not expected to walk away from the nuclear deal, which lifted punishing sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on and inspections of its nuclear program. Instead, he is expected to decertify the deal. That would kick it back to Congress to decide whether to reimpose sanctions. But Congress, Robin, really has no appetite to do this.
But it sounds, though, that it seems like a compromise of some sort.
It does, because this way he can say he did something about the deal, but not completely rip it up, which would infuriate the others who signed on to the deal. But this will still be seen as very controversial.
The president on Thursday morning suggesting via Twitter that U.S. citizens in Puerto Rico shouldn't get used to assistance from the federal government, saying that we cannot keep FEMA, the military, and first responders there forever. San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz tweeted in response, quote, "It's not that you don't get it. You are incapable of fulfilling the moral imperative to help the people of Puerto Rico. Shame on you." The former governor of Puerto Rico, Alejandro Garcia Padilla, took the criticism a bit further, calling the president a racist.
So it's not that we are begging. It's what we deserve. We have been in every war. We have been fighting very hard, giving our blood. So now we deserve for them to be here. He's talking to his electoral base. He's not talking about law or about history. And he's showing up that he's just racist. Let's call it by name.
Governor, that's a pretty bold assertion there to call the president of the United States racist.
It is. It is. It's the way it is. You know, I respect the institution, but the way he handled it just shows, I think, what he stands for.
The House on Thursday passed legislation to provide $36.5 billion in aid for communities affected by recent wildfires and hurricanes, including Puerto Rico. Every Republican member of the Florida delegation voted for the bill, Florida, of course, where Hurricane Irma hit, but six Texas Republicans voted against it, Texas, of course, where Harvey ravaged part of the state. Senator Susan Collins of Maine ended months of speculation Friday morning when she announced that she would not run for governor, but instead will run again to keep her seat in the U.S. Senate. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly made a surprise appearance Thursday afternoon, taking over the daily White House press briefing.
Although I read it all the time, pretty consistently, I'm not quitting today. I don't believe, and I just talked to the president, I don't think I'm being fired today. I am not so frustrated in this job that I'm thinking of leaving. I would tell you, this is the hardest job I've ever had. This is, in my view, the most important job I ever had. I would offer, though, it is not the best job I ever had. Best job I ever had, as I've said many times, is when I was an enlisted Marine sergeant infantryman. That was the best job I ever had. So unless things change, I'm not quitting, I'm not getting fired, and I don't think I'll fire anyone tomorrow. I got
good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.